8. Misfortunes of Caligasta. In looking back over the long career of Caligasta, we find only one outstanding feature of his conduct that might have challenged attention. He was ultra-individualistic. He was inclined to take sides with almost every party of protest, and he was usually sympathetic with those who gave mild expression to implied criticism. We detect the early appearance of this tendency to be restless under authority, to mildly resent all forms of supervision. While slightly resentful of senior counsel and somewhat restive under superior authority, nonetheless, whenever a test had come, he had always proved loyal to the universe rulers and obedient to the mandates of the Constellation Fathers. No real fault was ever found in him up to the time of his shameful betrayal of Urantia. It should be noted that both Lucifer and Caligasta had been patiently instructed and lovingly warned respecting their critical tendencies and the subtle development of their pride of self and its associated exaggeration of the feeling of self-importance. But all of these attempts to help had been misconstrued as unwarranted criticism and as unjustified interference with personal liberties. Both Caligasta and Lucifer judged their friendly advisors as being actuated by the very reprehensible motives which were beginning to dominate their own distorted thinking and misguided planning. They judged their unselfish advisors by their own evolving selfishness. From the arrival of Prince Caligasta, planetary civilization progressed in a fairly normal manner for almost 300,000 years. Aside from being a life modification sphere and therefore subject to numerous irregularities and unusual episodes of evolutionary fluctuation, Urantia progressed very satisfactorily in its planetary career up to the times of the Lucifer Rebellion and the concurrent Caligasta betrayal. All subsequent history has been definitely modified by this catastrophic blunder as well as by the later failure of Adam and Eve to fulfill their planetary mission. The Prince of Urantia went into darkness at the time of the Lucifer Rebellion, thus precipitating the long confusion of the planet. He was subsequently deprived of sovereign authority by the coordinate action of the Constellation Rulers and other universe authorities. He shared the inevitable vicissitudes of isolated Urantia down to the time of Adam's sojourn on the planet and contributed something to the miscarriage of the plan to uplift the mortal races through the infusion of the lifeblood of the new violet race, the descendants of Adam and Eve. The power of the fallen prince to disturb human affairs was enormously curtailed by the mortal incarnation of Machiavelli to Melchizedek in the days of Abraham, and subsequently, during the life of Michael in the flesh. This traitorous prince was finally shorn of all authority on Urantia. The doctrine of a personal devil on Urantia, though it had some foundation in the planetary presence of the traitorous and iniquitous Caligasta, was nevertheless wholly fictitious in its teachings that such a devil could influence the normal human mind against its free and natural choosing. Even before Michael's bestowal on Urantia, neither Caligasta nor Daligasta was ever able to oppress mortals or to coerce any normal individual into doing anything against the human will. The free will of man is supreme in moral affairs. Even the indwelling thought adjuster refuses to compel man to think a single thought or to perform a single act against the choosing of man's own will. And now this rebel of the realm, shorn of all power to harm his former subjects, awaits the final adjudication, by the Uversu Ancients of Days, of all who participated in the Lucifer Rebellion. Presented by Melchizedek of Nebadon.